Hey, GoHeroes! Have you found that even when you have meal planning seemingly under control, that your household can still generate a fair amount of food scraps that could easily end up in the rubbish bin? Now, whether it's scraps from peeling and topping and tailing vegetables, or scrapings from dinner plates, or lo and behold, meals that your kids have decided to turn their noses up at, there's several options available to turn these scraps into something useful and keep them out of your bin and local landfill. So in this episode, I'm going to share my three favourite ways to keep food scraps out of the rubbish bin. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Australians generate around 4 million tonnes of food that ends up in landfill. That's an awful lot. The issue with food in landfill is that it breaks down anaerobically, so in the absence of oxygen, and in the process releases methane, which is a toxic greenhouse gas that is actually 20 times more potent than carbon dioxide when released to the atmosphere. So by keeping food scraps out of your rubbish bin, you're not only doing your little bit to help slow climate change, but you're also being savvy and using your resources wisely, which can save you a heap of money over time as well. So I'm going to share today three of my favourite ways to keep food scraps out of the rubbish bin. So number one is basically reusing food scraps. So before you toss the food scraps aside, consider whether they can be reused. So either by being recreated into another meal or being transformed entirely to another use. So broccoli stalks are one of my favourites on this topic. So they're often one of the culprits that's generally tossed aside, when they can easily be chopped up and incorporated into stir fries, casseroles or pasta sauces. So they just absorb the flavour of whatever dish they're in. I often also freeze the entire stalk and add them to my weekly pots of stock for soups and casseroles. And in this pot of stock, or you know, bone broth or stock soup, whatever, I also add a lot of other veggie scraps. So, you know, garlic skins, onion skins, and even some corn cobs that, you know, have been munched on by the kids. And don't worry, all the germs and stuff get broken down because this is like a pot of broth or soup that I can simmer in my slow cooker for 12 plus hours. So all of these veggie peelings and scraps added to that pot add a lot of nutrients and flavour as well. But it's not just broccoli and, you know, vegetable scraps. Like lonely bread crusts can be ground up and added to rissoles and patties. Skins of vegetables and fruits, such as watermelon, can be pickled, and even eggshells can be reused. So you would simply grind up the eggshells in a food processor or munch them in with a mortar and pestle and add them to potting mix or bury them in your soil. They're a fabulous calcium supplement for your garden. And eggshells can also be used to deter garden snails as well. You would actually crunch them up and dry them in your oven first before applying them around the edge of your garden where you want to keep the snails out. So reusing food scraps is your number one port of call there. Number two is to compost your food scraps. Now, composting fruit and vegetable scraps is a great old-fashioned way to turn waste into something productive, such as a nutrient-dense soil conditioner. Rotating composting units are my favourite and the most effective, and they're the easiest to operate as you can just regularly turn the contents to aerate and mix them. We have had the standing up compost bins as well, and I just find they're a bit more of a pain to turn and keep them aerated and having the water in there and getting the right carbon to nitrogen ratio. The rotating ones are just so much easier. But of course, you don't have to have a compost bin if you want to compost. You can bury your vegetable scraps straight into the garden, and my Italian father-in-law has been known to do this, and he told me that's one of his tips when he used to do a lot of gardening. But you do need a spot where they won't get disrupted by pets or pests, or you might find you've got scraps spread everywhere soon afterwards. If you don't have a large backyard to house a compost bin, or you live in an apartment, a bokashi bin may be a great option for you. And I was actually gifted one of these by my lovely, I think he was my fiance or boyfriend at the time, Paul. I think he gave it to me for my 28th birthday or something like that. I got a bokashi bin. How romantic. But anyway, they are a great little unit and we did put it to a lot of use in our household. The added benefit of using a bokashi bin over traditional composting methods and even worm farms, which I also love, is that meat, dairy and even bread scraps can be added. So if you've got leftover, you know, scraps from your kids' plates, leftover meals and things like that, they can go into a bokashi bin where you can't really pop them in a traditional compost bin. So bokashi bins ferment food scraps in an anaerobic environment using microbes that are added in a fine layer of mix to the surface. The resulting juice is really nutrient rich and it's alive with microorganisms and can be used in the garden. So you just dilute 1 teaspoon of juice to 2 to 3 liters of water, so a little bit goes a very long way. But you can also use this juice around the home. You can even pour it, you know, concentrated bokashi juice directly into kitchen and bathroom drains, toilets, and septic systems to help prevent algae buildup and control odor. So go figure, that's pretty useful, isn't it? So bokashi bins also get the nod from me. So that's number two, so composting your food scraps. And my third favourite way to keep food scraps out of your general rubbish bin is to feed them to productive pets. So worm farms, I've spoken about them before, they're yet another handy way to turn food scraps into nutrient-rich liquid fertiliser for your garden. Like juice from the bokashi bin, worm juice needs to be diluted prior to adding it to plants and soils. And worm farms will tolerate a little bit of meat and dairy too, even newspapers, but obviously not too much. You don't want to overfeed your worms. You can get a nasty smell coming from a unit then. So in my experience, worm farms are fantastic, but they don't tolerate a huge amount of veggie scraps. On the other hand though, if you have the space and you don't actually need a lot, just a few chickens can make a significant dent on your kitchen scraps. And like I said, we've got a rotating compost bin, we've got a bokashi bin, we've got a worm farm, and we've got chickens. And I would have to say that possibly 80% to 90% of our food scraps would go to our chickens. And we've got 4 of them. So yeah, a major benefit of chooks, obviously, is that if you buy the laying kind, you'll also be rewarded with fresh eggs regularly. And these are nice free-range eggs. And I've spoken about that on the podcast too, and I'll link below into the previous episode where I spoke about the 7 reasons to keep chickens. So that's pretty much it, my 3 favourite ways to keep food scraps out of your rubbish bin. So 1, you can reuse them, 2, you can compost them, or 3, feed your food scraps to your productive pets such as worms and chickens. So cultivating a waste not want not mindset in the kitchen when it comes to food scraps has plenty of benefits for your household. And by reusing, composting, or feeding food scraps to productive pets, you'll not only keep rotting smells out of your bin, you'll help reduce greenhouse gas emissions, save some money, and create some useful byproducts along the way. So I'm keen to hear what your favourite tips are to keep food scraps out of your rubbish bin. So you can just send me an email directly to hello@lauratrotter.com. Or just tag me in Instagram, lauratrotter.com, and show me what you're doing around your home to keep your food scraps out of your garden. I'd love to hear. And on that note, go on, have a fantastic week, and keep making green range green.
Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.